Appendix B. Military briefings. Briefings are the most efficient and common means of presenting information to commanders, staffs, soldiers, or other audiences. This appendix describes the four types of military briefings and the steps and instructions for their production. Types of military briefings. The Army uses four types of briefings: information, decision, mission, and staff. The primary purposes of the types of briefings are: information, inform the audience and increase shared understanding. Decision, obtain a decision from a commander or other decision maker. Mission, provide information and instructions during operations. Staff, exchange information by improving staff coordination and unity of effort. Information briefing. An information briefing presents facts in a form the audience can easily understand. It is the most fundamental type of briefing, but it does not include conclusions or recommendations, nor does it result in decisions. The main parts of an information briefing are the introduction, main body, and closing. Figure B-1 in the printed version of this publication provides an example of an information briefing format. Examples of appropriate topics for information briefings include, but are not limited to, high-priority information requiring immediate attention, information such as complex plans, systems, statistics or charts, or other items that require detailed explanations, information requiring elaboration and explanation. Decision briefing. A decision briefing obtains the answer to a question or a decision on a course of action. The briefer presents recommended solutions from the analysis or study of a problem. Decision briefings vary in formality and level of detail depending on the commander's or decision maker's knowledge of the subject. Figure B-2 in the printed version of this publication provides an example of a decision briefing format. If the decision maker is unfamiliar with the problem, the briefing format adheres to the decision briefing format. Decision briefings include all facts and assumptions relevant to the problem, a discussion of alternatives, analysis-based conclusions, and any coordination required. When the decision maker is familiar with the subject or problem, the briefing format often resembles that of a decision paper. It includes a problem statement, essential background information, impacts, and a recommended solution. Like the information briefing, the main parts of a decision briefing are the introduction, main body, and closing. The introduction includes the problem statement and recommendation. The main body addresses information relevant to making a decision. This can include assumptions, facts, alternative solutions, potential branch plans, reasons for recommendations, and any additional coordination required. The closing for a decision briefing requires the decision maker to make a decision. In the introduction, the briefer clearly states and precisely words a recommendation presented during decision briefings to prevent ambiguity and to translate it easily into a decision statement. If the decision requires an implementation document, briefers present that document at the time of the briefing for the decision maker to sign. If the chief of staff or executive officer is absent, the briefer informs the secretary of the general staff or designated authority of the decision upon conclusion of the briefing. Mission briefing. Mission briefings are information briefings that occur during operations or training. The purpose of a mission briefing is to secure a well-coordinated and unified effort toward accomplishing a mission. Briefers may be commanders or coordinating, special, and personnel staff members. Mission briefings serve to convey and emphasize critical mission information in the plan or order to individuals or small units. Mission briefings issue or enforce an order, provide more detailed instructions or requirements, facilitate shared understanding within the unit, may announce command decisions or the issuance of further guidance, review key points for an operation, ensure participants know the mission objective, their contribution to the operation, problems they may confront, and ways to overcome problems. The nature and content of the information provided determines the mission briefing format. Typically, A briefer will use the operation plan or operation order as a format for a mission briefing. If that is not practical, a briefer may use the information briefing format, with modifications as necessary to meet the intent of the mission briefing. See FM50 for information on operation plan or operation order development and format. Staff briefing. Staff briefings inform the commander and staff of the current situation so they can coordinate and synchronize efforts within the unit. The individual convening the staff briefing sets the briefing agenda. Each staff element presents relevant information from its functional area. Staff briefings facilitate information exchange, announce decisions, issue directives, or provide guidance. The staff briefing format may include characteristics of the information briefing, decision briefing, and mission briefing. The commander, deputies or assistants, chiefs of staff or executive officers, coordinating personnel, and special staff officers often attend staff briefings. Representatives from other commands may also attend. The chief of staff or executive officer often presides over the briefing. The commander may take an active role during the briefing, and the commander normally concludes the briefing. Steps of military briefings. Staffs normally follow 4 steps when preparing an effective briefing. These steps are: plan, analyze the situation and prepare a briefing outline; prepare, collect information and construct the briefing; execute, deliver the briefing; assess, follow up as required. Plan. Upon receipt of the task to conduct a briefing, the briefer analyzes the situation. The briefer determines the audience, purpose and type of briefing, subject, classification, physical facilities and support needed, preparation timeline, briefing time. Based on the analysis, the briefer assembles a briefing outline and timeline. The briefing outline is the plan for the preparation, execution, and follow-up for the briefing. Briefers use the timeline as a time management tool to manage briefing preparations and budget time if they need to refine the briefing as new information becomes available. Briefers consider many factors while planning a briefing. This planning includes, but is not limited to, audience preferences for information delivery, such as how the decision-maker prefers to see information presented, time available, facilities and briefing aids available. The briefer estimates deadlines for each task and schedules the preparation effort accordingly. The briefer alerts support personnel and any assistance as soon as possible. Prepare. The briefing preparation varies with type and purpose. The analysis of the briefing determines the basis for this. Briefers follow these key steps to prepare a briefing. Collect materials needed. Prepare first draft. Revise first draft and edit. Plan use of visual aids. Check audiovisual delivery systems, computer and other technical aids, to ensure availability and functionality. Rehearse briefing. Execute. The success of a briefing depends on a concise, objective, accurate, clearly enunciated, and forceful delivery. The briefer must also be confident and relaxed. The briefer should consider that the basic purpose is to present the subject as directed and ensure the audience understands it. Brevity precludes a lengthy introduction or summary. Conclusions and recommendations must flow logically from facts and assumptions. Interruptions and questions may occur at any point. If they occur, briefers answer each question before continuing, or they indicate that they will answer the question later in the briefing. When briefers answer questions later in the briefing, they specifically reference the earlier question when they introduce material. They anticipate possible questions and are prepared to answer them. Assess. When the briefing is over, the briefer conducts a follow-up as required. To ensure understanding, the briefer prepares a memorandum for record. This memorandum records the subject, date, time, and location of the briefing, as well as the ranks, names, and positions of audience members. The briefer concisely records the briefing's content to help ensure understanding. The briefer records recommendations and their approval, disapproval, or approval with modification, as well as instructions or directed actions. Recommendations can include who is to take action. The briefer records the decision. When a decision is involved and any ambiguity exists about the commander's intent, the briefer submits a draft of the memorandum for record for correction before preparing the final document. Lastly, the briefer informs proper authorities. The briefer distributes the final memorandum for record to staff, elements, and agencies required to act on the decisions or instructions, or whose plans or operations may be affected. Conclusion. As discussed in this appendix, briefings are the most common means Army forces use to present information to commanders, staffs, soldiers, or other audiences. The four types of military briefings listed in this appendix are examples of steps and instructions Army forces have adopted over time for the conduct of military briefings. These are not meant to be an all-inclusive checklist. Soldiers should tailor a briefing to the audience and assess the content and delivery of the briefing for future use.